Help us with your right hand, O Lord, and answer us. Help us with your right hand, O Lord, and answer us. O God, you have rejected us and broken our defenses. You have been angry, rally us. Help us with your right hand, O Lord, and answer us. You have rocked the country and split it open. Repair the cracks in it, for it is tottering. You have made your people feel hardships and have given up stupefying wine. Help us with your right hand, O Lord, and answer us. Have not you, O God, rejected us, so that you do not go forth, O God, with our armies? Give us aid against the foe, for worthless is the help of men. Help us with your right hand, O Lord, and answer us. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, and you will not be judged. For as you judge, you will be judged, and the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eyes, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' and well, the wooden beam is still in your eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord. And so when we get this gospel, whenever I put anything as I did this morning on Twitter, I haven't looked at it since I posted it, but I promise you, if I go there right after we're done, because I say, you know, as you judge, you will be judged, and there'll be people from all over the world that'll sit there and say, you gotta judge, I can't stand you people that say don't judge. I know. I'm not saying it, people of God. Jesus is saying it, thank you very much. This isn't my word, it's Jesus' word. And again, when people come and all they do, you know, like the person that every day has to sit there and dislike the mass before it's even over. You know, so they're making judgments and they got to make it known forth. And so when they sit there and they'll say these nasty things to me, and I always just say to them, as you've heard me say here before, I say, "Oh, thank you. May God now judge you the way you judge me." And they go, "Oh, how dare you?" Everybody else we can judge, but no one is allowed to judge us. Whereas if we're going to do that, you know, today when we say the Lord's Prayer together, we'll say, "Forgive us as I forgive," right? So we're saying to God, "I want you to treat me the way I treat others." So we're saying this specifically, Jesus is saying today, the way you judge is the same way that God's going to judge you. So if we're merciful and easy, God will be merciful and easy with us. If we're harsh in our judgment, God will be harsh with us. So you got to just make sure that every time you and I judge, I'm not saying don't judge, even though Jesus says stop judging. I don't know how much more explicit this can be. Stop judging is what Jesus Christ, who we all say we follow, says. Stop judging, he said. We still got to judge actions, of course, but you can judge someone's actions without pushing a person and saying they're evil, they're no good, they're in mortal sin. You have no idea. So stop it, is what Jesus says. I'm just telling you what he said. May it you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us